Well, they mounted a peaceful protest, protesting against a very legitimate thing to protest against, the lack of freedom of speech in Russia and the suspicious nature of the ostensibly or so-called democratic system, the persecution of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transvestite people in Russia, and the collusion between the government and the Russian Orthodox Church, who are largely made up, particularly in their higher levels of the hierarchy, of ex-KGB people, including Patriot Kirill. And so when you compress all those things to object to into a brilliant piece of punk performance, going into a cathedral and offering up this brilliant iconography, which is going around the world on social networks.
Sort of icons.
Absolutely, absolutely, and I think that's a part of how they've how the word and the support has spread so much. But of course, the essence is that they're very courageously protesting against things that need to be protested about, and they've brought the attention of it to a broader global audience. I mean, there's protests all over the world at the moment, and it's fantastic. And of course, the other thing is that we know at the moment, as we speak, that they've been found guilty. We don't know what the actual sentence is going to be. We know the prosecution are calling for 3 years, but it's an entirely disproportionate reaction to, I don't know, at most a piece of inventive, playful trespassing.
Yeah. Seems to embody the spirit of the Edinburgh Festival as well, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it does.
Like colourful, artistic, freedom of expression.
Absolutely.
Celebrations.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, and ad hoc and entertaining as well,
yeah,
hopefully.
Yeah, thanks very much.
Okay.
Cheers.